Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The left fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Ten Arche. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ted Martinez. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dick Bosman. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fifth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Briggs. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Hughes. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North takes first base on ball four. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ford, who is chasing the ball. Washington reaches third base with a triple. North goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Terrell. Washington scores. Bando moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hughes juggles the ball. That's an error on Hughes. Bando moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bando scores. There goes Jackson trying to get to third. Braun throws the ball into McKay, who tags Jackson for the out. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-0, Athletics. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Hughes covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. North hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs strikes out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Hughes covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bossman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez misplays the ball. That's an error on Martinez. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ten Arche scoops it up and throws to first, with Bossman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off McKay, and towards Thompson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ford, who is chasing the ball. Garner reaches third base with a triple. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva moves to third. Briggs moves to second. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. North hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Briggs. North reaches second base with a double. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. North scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Roof and he is out, Terrell applying the tag. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Ford trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Todd now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-2 in the game. McKay hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. McKay reaches second base with a double. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McKay moves to third. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Roof hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tenarche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Garner takes first base on ball 4. Jim Holt pinch hits for Ray Fosse. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garner. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Garner steals second. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a line drive into right field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar pinch hits for Ted Martinez. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. North hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garner scores. North moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew juggles the ball. That's an error on Carew. North moves to third. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. North scores. Washington moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Athletics. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell misplays the ball. That's an error on Terrell. Washington scores. Bando moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Athletics. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. Dal Maxville now playing shortstop. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terrell moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ten Arche scoops it up and throws to first, with Todd covering, for the out. Terrell moves to third. Braun moves to second. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a line drive towards short. Maxville reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner misplays the ball. That's an error on Garner. Terrell scores. Braun scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-4, Athletics. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ten Arche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay juggles the ball. That's an error on McKay. Ten Arche moves to second. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. North hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ten Arche scores. Maxville moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Athletics. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maxville scores. North moves to third. Washington moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. North scores. Washington scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 11-4, Athletics. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Galen Pitts now playing third base. Charlie Chant now playing right field. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McKay hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock pinch hits for Phil Roof. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ten Arche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lyman Bostock now playing center field. Tom Lundstedt now catching. Bill Campbell now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tenarche hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Garner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Alexander now playing center field. Don Hopkins now playing left field. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Terrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Todd fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-4 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Todd fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Lundstedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundstedt takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 11, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.